Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and on Mondays we talk with host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. Dom, how are you?
Good morning, guys. We're okay. We survived. The sun came up today.
It did. More on why we're optimistic about that in a moment. First, can you help us here with the math? We are going with magic number at 3.
For NL Central.
Right, which means any combination of Brewers wins and Cubs losses would cause the crew to clinch a division championship and hence a playoff berth. We are going with that number at 3. Would you dispute that in any way?
No, that's the right number.
That is the right number.
The Brewers have the tiebreaker on
okay.
the Cubs. So that's why maybe you do the math like, wait a minute, it should be 4. No, it's 3. Because the teams can't end up tied. So the Brewers' magic number is 3.
Okay, so it can't happen tonight.
No, it mathematically cannot happen tonight. As soon as it could happen is tomorrow. The Cubs are hosting the Oakland A's for a 3-game series while these Brewers get the Phillies.
All right, appreciate you clearing that up. And the other thing that was brought to our attention was, okay, usually it's easier to clinch a wild card berth, right? So that would come first before clinching the division. In this case, actually, it's easier mathematically for the crew to clinch that division first, so then it's all for naught after that. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, correct, okay. Because the team that's in first place in the wild card berth is only a game back of the Brewers in their record.
Right.
So it's one of those years where it's so top-heavy where there's going to be multiple 90-win teams in the National League. And, heck, there could be a team that wins 90 games and is on the outside looking in. So that's part of the reason why you're going to clinch a division before you clinch a wild card. But who cares? Any way in, any means yeah. necessary is all that matters.
Difference between clinching and clenching.
Of course. Everyone clenched yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's exactly right,
Tom. Some clenching.
Yesterday was some serious clenching. So there's some back and forth. Vince has given his approval to the use or non-use of Williams
well, I understand
late in the game
now.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, my thing with it all is he's either available or he's not. And if you're going to, you know, ride the line, and it was tough asking anybody to go 4 out of 6, and they did that with Trevor McGillen. He gave up a run. Aaron Ashby, poor time for him to allow his first runs as a reliever. He had been fantastic. And then to just say, oh, we only want him for 1 or 2 batters. Okay, well, what happens if he, like, walks those 1 or 2 batters? And now he's going beyond what you had hoped with the 3-batter minimum. So it just seemed like a plan destined to fail. And I'm not, like, mad or anything. It's just the fact of it's hard to ask pitchers to pitch this much. And now with McGill not going to be available probably until Wednesday at the soonest, I imagine he'll try to stay away from Devin since he technically got up to warm up yesterday. So every day leads to the next. It's hard to be a manager in Major League Baseball, especially in the middle of 13 in a row at the end of the season. There are a lot of reasons why the Brewers lost the game. It's not solely on Devin not getting in the game.
Interesting game, though. A lot of back and forth. The Brewers multiple times came from, you know, well, they came from behind twice, right, to go ahead mm-hmm. and find themselves in a position to win that ball game.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would have been their largest comeback win of the year, being down 5-0 at one point. My biggest takeaway from yesterday's game are 2 things. Number 1, this team needs to re-sign Eric Koth as the backup catcher next year because he's been fantastic. Number 2, Jackson Chourio might be the best hitter in the National League, and that's not hyperbole.
I mean, what he did against pitching, and that cat was fireballing. I mean, it wasn't like once in a while he hit 100. This dude was regularly in triple digits. I think he hit 103.
103 on that pitch, and in the StatCast era, when Jackson Chourio hit that triple down the right field line, that is the hardest hit ball. He hit it 110 miles an hour off his bat on a 103-mile-an-hour pitch. That's the hardest hit ball on a pitch that fast in the StatCast era. Oh, by the way, he's 20.
Brewers buzz.
Light That's up. What it is.
We got buzz.
All right, Love Dom, it. Hopefully all this business is taken care of when we talk again next week, all right?
It should be a fun week. Get your tickets now. They're virtually guaranteed to clinch at home, so these are always a party. These are fun. Thanks, guys.
Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio with us on Brewers 360 today.